Good day. This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, June 19th, 2014. I'm Christina Karnatz.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
Main Street Rogers is hosting Third Friday tomorrow evening from 5 to 8 p.m. in Frisco Park at First and Elm in downtown Rogers. Events include Taste of Summer, featuring cheese, wine, and beer, with Jomo Jazz live on the Frisco stage. Downtown stores and restaurants will be open for business. MainStreetRogers.com or 936-5487 for more information.
Coming up on this edition of Ozarks at Large, a visit to a jeweler's studio where she makes trinkets of beauty using stones, sterling silver, and words on metal. Plus, we'll talk with Matt Campbell of the Blue Hog Report about how the lawyer-turned-journalist uncovers and covers political happenings in the state.
But first, Arkansas earned an overall ranking of 40th in a study released this morning by AARP, ranking long-term services and support for older people. The state scored in the bottom quarter of states for each category assessed. AARP Associate Director for Arkansas, Herb Sanderson, says the need is expected to grow.
We're on the front end of the aging 80-plus baby boomers, and our state's aging population is going to increase by 40% by 2030. And the current system is just unsustainable.
Arkansas AARP has received a $67 million grant from the federal government, which Sanderson says he hopes can transform the system. Dr. Susan C. Reinhard, also with AARP, stressed the disparity between the states.
States that are very high performing minimize disruptive transitions between hospitals and homes and nursing homes, that they can successfully return home.
The report released this morning is an update from AARP's first scorecard, released in 2011.
Organizers at the Arkansas Air and Military Museum at Fayetteville's Drake Field hope Saturday will be a busy day when the museum hosts the first airport days. Russ Smith, one of the museum's board members and a pilot who flies out of Drake Field, says the reason for holding airport days is simple.
The museum is struggling financially since Interstate 49 opened and the road traffic going by on 71 dramatically decreased. So in effort to increase awareness, we're going to have airport days on the third Saturday of every month through the summer, and if it's successful, we'll continue doing it on into perpetuity as long as there's an interest.
Smith says for the normal price of admission to the Arkansas Air and Military Museum, attendees will be treated to a pancake breakfast in the morning, hamburgers in the afternoon, and guided tours of the museum's exhibits.
The stuff that we have is really pretty amazing. We've got a lot of Golden Age vintage aircraft from the 20s and 30s. There's a couple of racers here that are really unique. One of them was flown by Jimmy Doolittle, and another one flown by Poncho Barnes, who's famous for opening the restaurant at Edwards Air Force Base that was featured in the movie The Right Stuff.
Smith says without funding for advertising on a similar level to what other area museums have, not many people know about the Air Museum, and events like Airport Days are an effort to change that.
The city of Siloam Springs has canceled the grand opening of the new Whitewater Recreation Park. The change was reportedly out of respect for the family of 16-year-old Evan Thomas, who drowned at the park Tuesday and was identified by officials yesterday.
Construction is beginning today in Fayetteville on widening a portion of Razorback Road. According to the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department, crews will begin widening the existing roadway to four lanes from Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to just north of Nettleship Drive. Expansion work will also include installing new storm sewers, constructing curb and gutter sidewalks, and a new asphalt overlay. The project also includes the installation of a traffic signal and an additional turn lane at Razorback and Leroy Pond Drive. The $2.2 million project is expected to be completed by next spring.
The Vice Provost for Distance Education at the University of Arkansas has been appointed to the Board of Directors for the University Professional and Continuing Education Association. Javier Reyes heads the U of A Global Campus and is an economics professor. He will fill an unexpired term on the board through March of next year. The association was founded in 1915 and serves as a link between adult learners and public policy issues, and is a national association for professional, continuing, and online education that serves about 400 institutions.
The Walton Arts Center has changed this weekend's scheduled performance by Ron White. He was originally scheduled to perform Friday and Saturday at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. The two performances are now one, Saturday night at 8 at the Walmart Amp in Rogers. Singer-songwriter Margot Ray is also scheduled to perform Saturday, directly following White's performance. Aaron Rogers, the interim communications manager for Walton Arts Center, says while construction work in Baum Walker Hall wasn't intended to begin until next summer, the first phase of construction has been moved up to this summer.
What had happened is it was scheduled to begin in the summer of 2015, and when the contractors had come in to start planning for that, they had decided that it needed to be accelerated, and so to ensure that work was going to be completed in time for our 2014 and 15 season, which starts in early September, we needed to begin immediately.
Specifically, crews will be performing structural work on the steel trusses in Baum Walker Hall. Rogers says the work should be completed in time for this year's Fayetteville Roots Festival in August.
Expect mostly cloudy skies this evening with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas. A 50% chance in the Arkansas River Valley with overnight lows around 71. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas. A 40% chance in the Arkansas River Valley. Highs from 86 to 91. Tomorrow evening, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. Lows around 70.